Catherine, if I can begin with you, you've been looking at the global value chain. What do you actually mean when you talk about the global value chain?
When we refer to value chain, we're talking about all of the activities that the firm engages in to create value. So this can be all the way from R&D, design, then production, procurement, supplying from a whole range of sources, but then also then the delivery side. So you have to get what you're creating to the end customer. And so sales and marketing, et cetera, that's all part of the value chain. Now, what has happened in the era of globalization we've been living through is that these activities have now increasingly been dispersed globally. And so what companies have been doing is saying, okay, well, where can we locate these value-adding activities that it's most efficient to do so? But also they've been making decisions about whether we keep it in-house or whether we outsource it. It means that, as we know, a lot of factories have been shut down in Australia. There's a lot of manufacturing that left during this period of globalization. But it's not necessarily easy to pick up the scale of these changes because the company itself, the subsidiary company of a large multinational, is still here. But inside, it's been totally transformed. From an outsider's perspective, it looks like nothing has changed. A large multinational had a subsidiary company here in Australia and still does. What's the difference? They haven't left. But once you go inside, you see the activities have totally changed. And also what gets done locally is usually greatly diminished. And these are changes which I don't think our policymakers have picked up on.
Catherine, how are big corporations that have adopted this global value chain over a long period of time now faced with changes in global trade, free trade? How are they responding to these changes?
It's a good question, and we don't have the answer yet because this is something that is in flux.
If I can interrupt, we see debate starting. They're talking about it now. They're saying we need to become more local again.
But how that localization happens, we're not sure yet.
And they're not sure.
Yeah, they don't know yet. But we know that it won't be going back to the past. We know it won't be going back to these subsidiaries, which used to just have entire value chains within them. As Jackie was saying, that is not going to meet the efficiency needs of the global economy because we are in this interesting situation now where there is a global economy. There are these global networks, but at the same time, side by side, we have these national demands. We have growing protectionism, growing barriers to free movement of goods, services and people that we've been relying on. So it's not going to be back to the future.
Is there a chance that there could be a good outcome? Could it be that manufacturing in Australia, for example, could start to grow once again and return to what it may have been in the 40s, 50s, 60s?
Well, as I said, we're not going back to the future. So we don't know what the future will be, but we can't look back to the 1950s and 60s and say that that will be recreated now. And of course, all sorts of other things have changed in the meantime, not just our globalised networked economy. Things like technology have changed as well. So we're looking at a whole suite of changes, geopolitical, technological, social, etc., etc., which mean that, yes, the past is not returning.
Would you say that countries, companies, policies that have been developed to foster specialisation are in trouble?
Some multinationals are debating about whether they will have a multi-regional strategy now. So they're not talking about recreating the old national citadels that we had, the subsidiary companies that were nationally based and had all of these value-adding activities held within them. That's not, as we said, what current multinationals are thinking of going back to. So they're not thinking of just a national future. They are thinking of a multi-regional strategy at the moment, a lot of them.
But what comes to mind as well is Mexico. I was there earlier this year, and of course they specialized in car manufacturing. They have an enormous amount of engineers graduating there every year, and they have all these huge factories and centers, and yeah, that's in trouble, and they're going to have to diversify. So some countries will be in more trouble than others, I think.